Live from SCO8, it's news from the floor.
Hi, this is John West reporting from SCO8. Yesterday, I got a chance to sit down with John Lee, the Vice President of Advanced Technology Solutions for APRO, to talk about the company, what they're showing on the show floor, and where they're headed. Joining us for the conversation was Graham Acton, the IT manager for the Renault F1 team, one of APRO's big HPC customers. Graham was there keeping his championship Formula One race car company as it drew visitors to APRO's very large booth.
Hi, my name is John Lee. I'm the Vice President of Advanced Technology Solutions for APRO International. And at this year's Supercomputing 08 show, we're very excited to be showcasing our flagship product, the Extreme X Supercomputer. Extreme X Supercomputer was actually launched last year's show. And since then, we've had several deployments in 2008. Of which, we did a virtual wind tunnel supercomputer for Renault F1. Graham's going to be talking about that right after myself. We also had a deployment at University of Tsukuba. It's currently the number two supercomputer in Japan. And we're also very excited about the TLCC project, which is a joint project between Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, Los Alamos National Laboratory, and Sandia National Laboratory, where for the first time ever, they decided to deploy common hardware and common software for their capacity computing for the weapons development and stockpile stewardship program. These were all very successful projects that we were able to complete this year, and we're very excited about what we will be doing moving forward for 2008 and 2009. We're launching a follow-up product for our Extreme X supercomputer that's going to be leveraging the latest process technologies from both AMD and Intel, so we're very excited about that. And what separates the Extreme X product from a lot of the products that's out there in the marketplace is we take the same building blocks that a lot of customers use, which are commodity off-the-shelf parts, but we make it production caliber by adding a lot of reliability, availability, and serviceability features. One big item that's currently missing in a lot of these Linux clusters is that even though the processors and the memory have really gotten much better and higher performance, I/O has been a bottleneck and continues to be. So we address via our dual rail InfiniBand network connection an improved I/O performance, which lends a more balanced architecture for our computer systems. And we're hopeful that moving forward that we'll be able to deploy these in a lot of the commercial deployments for customers that are looking for solutions to the problems.
So when you think about APRO, if you had to describe yourselves, a hardware company, a service company, a hardware company with services, or are you really all of it?
Well, really all of it. I mean, we believe we're a solution company. So a customer, a typical customer that we're looking for is a commercial customer that has seen the rapid growth in HPC and technologies and whatnot. However, they're a little afraid because they don't have a lot of know-how or expertise in that area, and they want to partner with somebody that's done it consistently and can help them deploy these things in a production environment, okay, who can kind of take them from step one all the way up to step 10. Those are the customers that we're looking for. We've done some very large machines that would be in the top 25 in the top 500 list, but the customers that we find ourselves attracting and working with are customers that are more interested in deploying smaller machines, but it's systems that's going to be used in a production environment that's going to be generating revenue. Okay, so those are the customers that we've hopefully will be able to help bring HPC technology into their data centers.
How do you engage with customers? I mean, these folks are probably all over the place. How do they get to know you? How do you get to know them? How do you find each other?
Well, actually, it's a lot easier than you think, because HPC is a relatively niche market. Everybody kind of knows everybody. One guy that used to be at company XYZ, next time you go to a supercomputing show, they're at a company ABC, okay? But they're still doing the same things. So I think once you build a reputation, and that's the key thing, because you know there's a lot of vendors out there that tries to lowball, go and sell a very cheap systems, but they fall flat on their face. They're never going to be able to really do that business once again. You know what I mean? So you build off that repetition, that word of mouth, and I think APRO has been very successful at that. So we find that it's not difficult finding customers. There are some difficulties, obviously, because APRO is a relatively small company compared to some of our competitors, who's more well known, like Decray, who pretty much symbolizes supercomputing. And we deal with HP, IBM, and Dell, which are much better known companies. So usually there's some hesitation from that standpoint. But I think once they see our track record, what we've been able to do, and give us an opportunity to actually perform, then they usually don't go back. So we're very proud of that.
Hi there, I'm Graham Hacklin, the IT manager for the Renault F1 team. We've just implemented a 38 teraflop APRO supercomputer. I was realizing that at SCO 7 last year, we hadn't even selected our vendor yet. And so it's amazing that within 6 months, we'd already deployed the supercomputer. It was being used for the development of our Formula One car this year already. And now we're fully engaged in preparing for next year's car. So we built a custom building, a computational aerodynamics research center. It's an underground building. So regardless of the outside temperature, we know that the building is going to stay at about 10 degrees. And it's been hugely successful in working with APRO to deliver it for us with their ACE software for the management of the supercomputer. It's just been fantastic and has really got it in such a short space of time. We placed the orders in December and they were delivering and installing in June, which is pretty impressive, really.
So you do a couple process with physical testing as well as computational testing, and they work together?
Yes, we're treating the supercomputer as a virtual wind tunnel. So we have a physical wind tunnel with a 50% scale model, and we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year testing on that. And we wanted to really increase the capacity. We wanted to increase the capacity of what we were doing. So our option was either build a second wind tunnel, physical wind tunnel. But we kind of see that as technology that's maybe not dying out, but it is not as useful as CFD is. And CFD is really growing in Formula One now, and the use of it is really growing across all of the teams. And we felt, and our head of aero at the time felt, that this was the way that we should be going as a team. It allows us to run multiple simulations of the full car and half car and parts of the car all at the same time, which you obviously can't do in a physical wind tunnel. So we've really scaled up what we're doing.
So this is your car in the booth then?
Yes, this is our car in the APRO booth. It's a previous year's car. It's a championship-winning car from 2006. But it gives people a good idea of what the car looks like. When you consider that there's four elements that can add performance to the car, so the tyres, but all the teams are using Bridgestone tyres, so it's the same tyres for all the teams, so there's no differentiator there. The engines, but the engines have been frozen for the next 5 years, so we can't really change anything there. They're limited to 19,000 RPM. The drivers, and in Fernando Alonso, we've got a former world champion and one of the best drivers in the world. So the last area that you can make changes is aerodynamics, and that's what we as a team are really investing in, really focusing on, and putting improvements on the car. So next year's car, the R29, will be quicker because of what we've done with APRO this year.